my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody, calm down.
You are so cringe that it's unbelievable.
Let's do it, baby.
Jose was just like regular, and then he pressed the record button and was like,
"Yo, not even fucking joking. I'm changing my fucking name. I'm changing my nickname
to what?
El fucking Guapper.
Wow, I think that's a shitty nickname. Oh no,
how you gonna make me cough while I'm doing hookah? Now you fucked up the whole thing for me. Now every time I pull, it's like,
Jose always does this shit where like he'll cough and then blame it on everybody else as to why he's coughing. And then now he's going to be coughing the entire time.
Yo, this hookah is fucking hitting right now.
Yeah, guys, we're smoking hookah. Woo!
In the fucking apartment with my cat. Fucking chilling. We got candles on. Why we got candles on?
Well, they're all off except for that one.
It made no sense now because now the house is going to smell like whatever this hookah flavor is.
Well, if we leave the candles on, it's just going to be a mixture of everything, and that's not good either. But this hookah flavor smells nice.
Yeah, this is nice. This shit is pulling nice. Like, this shit is
Shout out to our boy who put us on to this flavor. It's really nice.
Damn, yo. Episode 21.
Well, yeah.
Bro. What's up, y'all? we would like to...
Hey, welcome to the Mad Late Podcast. Your host.
Suave.
Desi.
And Nito.
If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new,
welcome back.
Welcome back. Shit, I forgot we were even. I thought we were just talking.
Listen, we on here now. We definitely let y'all hanging last week. We left y'all hanging.
Don't even talk about it. It makes me sad.
Yo, we feel bad about that.
Like, we made it a thing. Like, we wanted to be consistent every week and make sure you guys have an episode every week. But last week was crazy to a lot of personal problems, a lot of personal issues.
Yeah. God's working on all of us, including this podcast.
A lot of shit going on. But we're here. We're here now. And this is episode 21.
21.
And excuse if you hear the hookah bubble in the background. Maybe it'll be like ASMR.
Yeah. People like the sound of that.
ASMR.
The reason I did feel bad about the episode not airing is I know a few people who listen to this show.
Who hit me up and was like, yo, what's good? And I was like, damn, guys.
But some people listen to this like for their commute to work. And I get it because I'm like that with my podcasts. I have like a list of podcasts that I love and I've been listening to for the last 5 years. And there were some that would drop on certain days. And if it did not air, it used to break my heart.
Yeah, people listen to it to go to work, to work out, on the way home, whatever the case may be. And I felt super, super bad. But, you know, we're all human, guys. We ain't machines. We ain't machinas out here, so.
Yo soy una máquina. I am a machine. But I'm just not on. Like, this, like I'm not on. You know what I'm saying? I need new batteries and shit.
We're trying. We're doing better.
Una máquina para.
I'm hoping that, like, with this episode, you guys are going to be like,
Yo, I wish I could see.
Fuck with him.
I wish I could see Desi right now because she's holding the hookah hose and she was talking to it like it was the mic. I think she confused her because she's holding the mic on one hand and the hookah hose on the other hand. And she was literally talking into the hookah like if it was a mic. This shit is hilarious. Like, she's like, I really feel bad. I'm sorry. And she's holding the fucking hookah.
No, I hope that people listen to this episode and they're like, damn, this is why I fuck with him, you know?
Yeah, listen. Like,
listen, we sorry, my bad.
We sorry. We chilling right now. Let's move past this, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes motherfuckers gonna miss a week, but we gonna try our best to never do that again. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's like Christmas or something, then y'all on your own.
I mean, the last week of the year, we always...
Take a break, yeah.
We're gonna take a break.
Because, I mean, what's gonna happen when we need to take a vacation?
I know, right? We're going to take our equipment to fucking Bali or something?
Technically...
Yeah, we're recording from the beach.
Technically, because of the fact that our setup is very mobile, I think it would be pretty cool. Like, whenever we are, like, in Vegas or any place else.
Yo, guys, let us know if you guys want us to, like, pod from different locations. Yeah. I think it'd be super funny.
Because we used to travel a lot. Like, so we haven't traveled this year and for some...
We haven't traveled since the pandemic. Like, since the beginning of the pandemic. No, we've... domestically, like we've driven places. But I'm talking about like travel, like to an island, to a fucking.
Well, we did all that. We did that last year too.
You know what I fucking mean?
we went to Vegas twice last year too.
We went to Vegas, yeah. But I'm talking about like a travel. Like we haven't taken a serious vacation because usually we had made it a thing. I hate that you're making me explain this because you know exactly what the fuck I mean.
I know what you mean. But like,
we usually take a big trip each year where we plan like to go somewhere international, like whether it's Asia or different part of Europe or something, just to like do something different. And since the pandemic started, we haven't done that at all for obvious reasons. We've done our best to like still take small trips here. Like, yeah, let's go to Vegas. But we've been to Vegas
100 times.
1,000 times.
I'm going to be real with y'all for people. Because I know some people that tell me like, yo, you go to Vegas a lot. Like, for me, I think for us both.
Vegas is a comfort
place. It's like a comfort. It's for us is a comfort thing. It's not even like a dope swag thing. Because we've been to like really nice hotels. But we've also been to like really average hotels.
Yeah.
And it's not even about going to like the nicest. Like for us, it's a comfort thing. Like I'm not lying when I say the best sleep I get is when I sleep in Vegas. It's the most comfortable sleep.
I agree with you 1,000%. Like it's like a comfort place for us now. Like when we're super stressed, like there's been plenty of times back in the day where we used to be like, we're so stressed, we had a shitty week. Let's just go to Vegas.
Like yeah, like let's spend like a fucking weekend there. Like. Yeah.
You have the worst habit on the planet.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, Desi hates that I blow out candles really hard. So, like, shit flies everywhere.
Jose can't just, like, blow out a candle and it just, like, you know, gentle. Every time he blows out a candle, the wax flies everywhere. Sparks go. There's ash all over the place. And it's because, like, I don't know what it is you think or a candle is like a fucking forest fire. And you're like, oof, woof.
Baby.
Baby. Out everything.
Baby, listen. Everywhere I go, I put on a show. Remember that.
Oh, God. But, yeah. Actually, no. We went to Puerto Rico. We took, like, a big trip with everybody.
Yeah. And out for a couple days. And that, to me, I'll never forget that trip because that was nice.
It was your first time in Puerto Rico.
That was my first time there. And you know.
Love to go back.
Yo, can I tell a quick story?
Sure.
Okay. And some people might be like, I don't get it. But you know what's one of my favorite memories of Puerto Rico? And sorry, bro, if I'm going to put you out there, but, you know, you're part of this. One of my favorite memories of Puerto Rico was there was a moment where all the girls in the house went out to, like, go to the supermarket or something like that, right?
Yeah, we went shopping.
Yeah. And your pops was, like, taking a nap or something. He was, like, chilling somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And my cousin Gringo was with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed a haircut because we were in Puerto Rico, but we were going to fly back to Vegas.
Right after, yeah.
Right after that. And he really needed a haircut. So he took this vacation without a haircut. And I happened to have my machine with me, clippers and all this shit. And I'm going to keep it a buck. You know, when the pandemic started in 2020, there was a moment where, like, barbers weren't working. So, like, I had bought clippers and I was cutting my own hair and I had cut his hair. And I'm not great at it. I'm not good at it at all. But I can get by. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll make you look decent.
Yeah, you're pretty good with a pair of scissors.
With a pair of scissors and a clipper, you know? A like, clipper, yeah. I'm all right, but I'm not a barber at all.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite memories was, like, we went out on the balcony on our Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little speaker. We had music playing. There were a whole bunch of palm trees around us, so we had, like, really nice shade. And we just sat there, like, he sat there, I was just cutting his hair, and we were literally just talking shit while we were drinking beers.
The ambiance was just right.
We were drinking Puerto Rican beer, I was there cutting hair, we talking shit, we got music playing in the background, some Bad Bunny and shit. And it was, like, so dope and peaceful that, like, I remember the other day I was hanging out, and one of the songs came on that also played during that moment. And it just took me back to that moment. And I couldn't stop smiling. I was like, yo, that was such a dope moment.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it sounds mad cheesy because it's like, you know, me and my homeboy, my cousin or whatever. And I don't know if he's listening to this, he's going to be like, come on, man, why you got to make it cheesy? Nah, but like that moment was dope because, yeah, you know, I had cute. Before that, obviously, you know, for people that know, I had a rough year with some personal shit. But that vacation was so needed for me. Like I needed that shit so bad. And yo, that moment was, it was just dope. I just felt mad free in that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just wearing basketball shorts, fucking tank tops, like
nobody cares.
You in slippers and shit. Like that shit was just fire. So that's one of my favorite moments from that. I just had to bring that up. I don't know why, you know.
Aww. Yeah. I'm sure his heart is swollen.
Yeah, and if it's not, fuck you, son. God damn it. I'm sharing these moments with you, boy.
I miss our larger vacations, though. Like, we used to do...
Okay, I'm sorry. Jesus I'm sorry. Christ. That hookah hit... Then my throat just tickled. Pause. Hard pause.
You guys are going to learn Jose's habits this episode. Go ahead.
I wasn't expecting that shit to hit me like that. Damn. Dial it.
But we used to take these larger trips every year, or take like a cruise and make sure that we stopped at different like places we've never been before. And you know, since the pandemic, we haven't been able to do much of that at all. So I'm really looking forward. I'm hoping that by like summer, or
even if it's by the end of the year,
at we gotta the take end of the year, trip, like yeah. A nice trip. That's someplace that we haven't been to before. Even though I'm down to go to Vegas at any point. You know, Vegas is a comfort spot for us.
Yeah, for us, it's just, I just want to go to Vegas to get some good sleep. Yo, there is something
chill
about
by
us.
The pool, drink.
You know what it is? I think that for you and I, because we're from New York and we're used to loud noises, like we're used to being in a city where it just feels like it never goes to sleep, right? That's what Vegas is like. It's just like, I get this comfort just knowing that downstairs, there are thousands of people still awake at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just walking around, drinking, playing machines, whatever. It's this comfort that I get knowing that at any time, if I wanted to that night, I can just put on some slippers and go downstairs.
Yeah.
And it's something about that.
If you can't sleep, fuck that. Go downstairs, take a couple dollars with you.
Yeah, walk around. And you know, if you don't want to play, just watch people, because we don't even gamble. Like, you and I don't even know how to gamble most of the shit.
Well, we from our last trip, I'm not going to lie, me and you have gotten the hang of some of these slot machines. Because I don't know if y'all know, but slot machines have gotten real complicated from...
Oh, yeah, it's super complicated.
...years ago. It's not just, like, pulling a lever and just, like, yeah, watching like, the shit, the cherries
it's not
pop
like,
up.
Yeah, it's not just the cherries and the sevens.
It's now, a bunch of crazy shit now.
It's, like, the fucking zebra from Madagascar is on that shit. You got fucking Frozen... Like, you got all these characters.
A bunch of crazy shit and, like, different rules.
Yeah, Lord of Rings. Like, it's too much shit going on.
It's very different. But we've gotten the hang of a couple games. And we've gotten pretty lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you remember the very last time you and I went to Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
And that morning when we were leaving to go to the Uber to, you know, to actually come back home. Remember we walked by? It was, like, 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We walked by and we saw that somebody had dropped a whole bunch of chips, like plain chips.
Oh, by the elevator.
By the elevator. Somebody dropped a whole bunch of chips and they like the slips that you turn in to get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those chips, they were all different colors. And I looked it up and I know some chips were worth $5, some chips were worth $20, some chips were worth $100. And you and I were just looking at it, waiting for the elevator. And I was just like so tempted to take it, but I didn't take it. And you were both like, you were kind of on some shit where you were like, yo, chill. Like, what if we get in trouble?
Well, so I don't know.
We don't, because we didn't like, know the rules.
I don't know the fucking rules. I don't know if we're going to get in trouble. Like,
yeah. And then pretty much we left. I looked it up.
Pussy.
Once we got to the airport, I did some research on my phone. It turns out that that hotel and many hotels have a finder's keepers policy. So if you find
And if I would have known that, I would have been like, take that shit right
yeah,
now.
And even if we didn't have time to exchange it for money, we could have just saved it and went back.
Yeah, because we always go back.
Yeah, so it's like, if anything, that'd be even better, because sometimes the value of the dollar goes down. Like, as long as you got that chip, you're gonna get whatever the fuck that value. I mean, whatever, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
but whatever,
that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, forget it. I'm taking it back. Bitcoin's better anyways.
Oh my gosh.
No, but seriously, we could have saved it and just went back.
Yeah we should have just taken it, but we didn't know the rules.
Yeah, and we were on some shit where we were like, you know what?
There's cameras
it belongs
everywhere.
To somebody. You can tell somebody drunk that just dropped
my everything. Whole thing was like, I didn't know the rules of the finder's keeper shit. If I did, I would have taken it. But my whole thing was like, there's cameras everywhere. What if somebody were to claim it later? Like, I lost it. I think I left it here. Can we check the cameras?
What I would have
they
would
have seen that it was me who taken it.
I would have taken it to the place and been like, hey, look, I'm not trying to cash this. I'm just saying somebody left it. If it's okay with you guys, if we can keep it, I'll keep it and cash it in. If it's one of those things where you guys want us to turn it in, we'll turn it in. We're just letting you know. But that had to belong to somebody who was super drunk and probably got taken to their room.
Yeah.
That shit was literally on the way to the room. There's nobody. There wasn't a single soul around.
No, yeah. We were up early to get a flight.
Yeah, and this was like on the 12th floor of a building that has like 30 floors. Like, the odds were very low
yeah.
of somebody catching us. But you know what? We didn't get that blessing that day that was right in front of our face. We didn't grab that blessing, but blessings came to us later on in other ways. So it's okay. But that's crazy. That's crazy. I tell people now, yo, if you're in Vegas and you find chips on the floor or anywhere.
It's yours now.
It's yours. Just take that shit. Put that shit in your pocket and just save it for later. Exchange it.
And people just have to take that L. Like, yeah. I thought it was something that like people can like go to the hotel security and be like, can you check the cameras and see like who took my money or whatever? But it's not like that at all. Like, you drop it. The hotel staff would that ass be like, well,
yeah,
you lost it.
And it makes sense because if you think about it, are they really going to waste resources on trying to figure out who the fuck that who took your shit? Because every job I've ever worked at that had cameras, if you ask them, like, can you rewind the tapes or whatever, they're like, fuck no. They only do that shit for cops, for big investigations.
Yeah, you must have a warrant.
A warrant or some shit. Like, ain't nobody going to believe, if anything, they'll be like, I lost my chips, isn't that? They're going to be like, you're fucking lying. You just want free chips.
Or
you
know, whatever.
They're not going to give you chips if you say you lost your chips. Like, if you...
Well, if I think it's also, if it was past a certain amount, they would definitely have to, like, look at it.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, if it was, imagine if it was, like, $5,000 worth of chips or something.
Yeah. But, yo, babe, it was chips of different colors. There had to be at least $300 there. And, like, three or four slips from the machines, from the slot machine.
Yeah, yeah.
So those slips could have had, like, 40 cents on them, but they could have had $50 on them. Yeah. Who knows? Shit's crazy.
Mm.
I can't believe we left that shit. I remember I got back and I told a whole bunch of people my job.
Now
and,
we know.
And they were all like, yo, that's crazy. Like, you really didn't take that shit?
Yeah. I guess we're too good-hearted.
Yeah, we're being good. We're being nice people.
Like, oh, maybe
but next time I'm next time I see that shit, it's fuck. I'm on demon time. Fuck out of here. Yeah, man.
All right, guys. How was you guys' week?
Yeah, like they're gonna answer us, right?
Good to know.
Good to know. Good stuff. This feels like when you used to watch Dora the Explorer, and she used to be like, "Where's the bridge?" And you're just like, "I didn't even say
which way is that?"
And she's like, "You're right. It's right there." And I'm like, "Bitch, I didn't even say nothing. Good job. I didn't even say nothing. I didn't even answer it."
Obviously our week was not that great, but
yeah, we did a lot of just work.
There was a lot of like big things that happened last week besides Valentine's Day or whatever, but it was, the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I almost made money on that. Oh my gosh. I was so close to making.
You can pay me money right now and be like, Des, who the fuck was playing at the Super Bowl? And I would win $0 because I have no clue who was playing.
Yeah, Desi only cares if it's, like, the Giants.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's about it. Like, or one of the Mannings are there or something. Or I don't even know. I'm not a sports person. I don't watch sports like that. Like, I don't, sadly. See, the thing it's crazy because we're living in a state where it's, like, sports is such big fucking deal.
In North Carolina, like, that's life. Like, football is fucking life here. And sometimes I'm like, get a hobby. But then I get it. I get it, though. I get it.
And maybe I should be better and, like, keep up with shit.
You don't have to change yourself. It's okay.
I just don't keep up with it. I don't pay attention. And that's with every sport, not just football. It's same with basketball, baseball, whatever.
Yeah.
So
the thing, like, with me, I don't care much about sports. But when it comes to, like, a playoff or Super Bowl or something like that, it's fun.
You keep yourself informed.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep myself informed on, like, which two teams are going at it, right? But... Mm-hmm. I get more into it when I'm with people who are really into it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if we're hanging out with people who are like, yo, I got money on this game, or let's go to a game, or let's watch the game,
I'm all about going to games, though. Yeah. I may not know anything about, like, what's going on, who's playing, or whatever, but I always have the best time at sporting events.
Sporting events are fun.
Give me a couple of beers, I'll yell to it. Yeah, who we rooting for? All right. It's... That's who we were rooting for. And that's, you will see me with the other people, fucking number one fans, me going, yeah, red and blue.
Yeah, doing the wave and shit.
Red and blue. And fucking, I will go nuts. I always have a great time. Yeah, at
it's funny.
Events.
Like, every time we've ever been to any sporting event, and I'm talking about, like, I've been to basketball, baseball games. Like,
you have a good time.
Every time I've been to any game, I've had fun, even if it's like, even if I don't give a fuck about the sport.
So I'm I just naturally have a competitive spirit. So like, if we all, if I see that the group are all rooting for a team, I'm like, all right, I'm down with y'all. I'm going to root for this team. Let's
fucking go.
And I'm going to be in like very involved in the game. Like, oh my God, that's such a stupid call, ref. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to be
in. Get the ref out of here. He's a fucking bum.
Like, I am in it. I am in it. I'm super competitive. So like, if I'm rooting for somebody, I'm rooting for you all the way.
Yeah. I feel you. The thing I hate about sporting events, whenever they shoot t-shirts up into the sky, up to the people, yo, they never shoot them my way. But then again, I'm always at the
end. You're always in the nosebleeds. I mean, the nosebleeds. The t-shirts don't reach up there.
They don't reach up there. You know what's the thing, too? Like, because we don't care that much about sports, we don't go crazy for, like, $100 tickets or more. Like,
no.
I only go
I'm
to
I'm not paying more than $40 to go to sports.
Yeah, I'm not going past that. I'm not going past that.
You know, I don't watch sports. Why the fuck would I pay that much?
Yeah.
Unless let a true fan go over get those really good seats. I'll be happy up wherever I'm at.
Yeah.
Unless it's a suite where they got like open bar and shit. I'm all about that.
That's fire though. That's nice.
I've never done it. Actually, but we went to a concert that like had the open bar thing. That was the first time I've ever done that shit in my life. Now that was the best feeling in the world.
We did? You and I?
Yeah.
You?
Remember your job gave you free
tickets? Oh, yeah.
And it was like to their lounge in the stadium?
Yeah. I forgot all about that. Okay. So we went to go see the Jonas Brothers.
I don't know why you laughed. Well, okay.
It's kind of funny.
So the backstory for me is that I grew up being the biggest fan of the Jonas Brothers. Like, I was that girl who had the Jonas Brothers posters on my wall. Sorry. Here we go again. If you notice, every time I pass Jose the hose, he's going to cough.
Yeah, because I'm also laughing, too, at the same time.
Sure. So, I was the biggest fan. Me and my sister and all of my cousins and my friends, we were all big fans. We even went to the movie theaters and made it a big thing to go see the Jonas Brothers movie in 3D. Like, we were huge, huge fans. So, when Jose told me that, hey, and this was like a last minute thing that was like thrown upon you, like day, like that morning.
I think it was literally right before the pandemic started, right?
Yeah, it was right beforehand. And Jose was just like, that morning he texted me. He's like, hey, we got free tickets to this. I know you used to like them. Would you be down to go? And I was like, yeah.
And my thing is,
it's free.
Yeah. So I was like, yo, okay, first of all, it's free. So it's you, me, and some other people that I work with, right? Everybody got like two tickets. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, just a select few. Like, it was just for my department, and it was like they selected like five people and they gave them each two tickets.
Which is so dope.
It's dope.
And then also I think the reason why you asked me is because obviously since I was like 12 or 13, I stopped listening to them since then. Like,
yeah,
like I'm not gonna lie, like after junior high school, that was pretty much it for me. Like I didn't really listen to them anymore. I moved on. And I'm a whole ass adult now. I'm almost 30 years old, you know? Like, I haven't listened to them in 15 fucking years.
And I'm here thinking of them as, like, this young boy group. But we have to remember that they've all grown up. They've had their own careers.
Yeah, they're married. They have kids.
And like, they've actually dropped bangers on their own. Yeah. And then now that when they got back together, they actually had a banger.
So when you told me that shit, like, I wasn't like, oh, my God, yes, I love the Jonas Brothers. I was like, oh, sure. Like, it's free. I know a lot of their old songs. I don't know anything about any of their new shit that they've dropped. But I'm down to go. I've, you know, whatever. And I wasn't, honestly, I was not expecting much at all. Like, yeah. I thought it was going to be a lot of their new stuff that I wasn't going to know. And I was going to just, I was going to jam either way because I always have a good time wherever I go. But, like, I was so shocked that the majority of the concert, I want to say 80% of the concert was all throwback. Like, they performed all of their old stuff.
And there were a lot of older people there. Like, there were people in their, like, late 20s. Not older, but, like, late 20s. Because it was
late
people,
20s, 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah. Because it was, like, people who were fans, like, when they
growing
were
growing up, yeah.
The cool thing about it was this was, like, a VIP experience.
Yeah. So your job hooked it up.
Yeah, my job hooked it up. Like, we were in there, like, on some VIP shit in a, like,
excluded. It was like a lounge.
Like, a lounge excluded where we were able to, we had, like, good seats.
It was open bar.
It was, fucking open, but it had food. They kept bringing out, like, random ass shit. Random shit.
Pigs in a blanket, fucking.
Yeah, they had like stuff that was like a like
shrimp
like,
cocktails and things like that.
And no, one time they even brought out these like little sliders, chicken, little chicken sliders and beef sliders and stuff. Yeah. Like we were getting cooked up, and they gave us mad merch. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing about
and
it.
And it was the first concert that we were like, we're going to show up early because we want to experience the lounge and like get drinks and eat and blah, blah, blah. And like when we got to the lounge, it was a DJ.
Yeah, we had our own music in there and everything.
The DJ was playing and it bangers.
Wasn't Jonas. Yeah, it wasn't even Jonas Brothers.
No, he was just playing whatever
was hot, yeah.
It was nice. It was super fun. I had a great time. I drank a lot because, bitch, you tell me open bar.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking advantage of that.
I took advantage of the drink too because I was like, I don't give a fuck about Jonas Brothers, so I'm going to get fucking lit up like a Christmas tree.
By the time the concert started, like the opening act, I think it was BB Rexha.
BB Rexha, yeah.
She was the opening act. And by the time she came out, I was drunk. I was real drunk. Because the open bar closes. Like once the concert starts, they kind of do like last call or whatever. And they're like, oh, you know.
Yeah, it was some weird shit like that. And we had to go back into the show.
Yeah.
So the funny thing about that is we were all chilling. We didn't think anything of it. You were normal.
Yeah.
As soon as they came out and they just started playing one of their old songs, Desi, like something snapped in her brain. And it's like nostalgic 1000 hit her.
Yeah.
And Desi literally just started fucking crying.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh my God, I wanted to see them so bad when I was a kid and I couldn't.
You have no idea. You have no idea. Like, you see how like young girls were like crazy believers? I wasn't a believer. I was a Jonas Brother Burr.
Desi had a purity ring.
I was legit. It was one of those things that me and my best friends used to talk about all the time and be like, I have to see them before I die. Like, this would be the ultimate. Like, if legit, I think I started crying because I kept thinking about it. Like, if I were to tell my 12-year-old self, like, you're going to see the Jonas Brothers, she would have passed out.
Yeah. But it's funny because you didn't even care before they started performing. You didn't give a fuck about them. You was like, I don't care about this concert. We're just here for the freebies and shit. Yeah. And then as soon as they came out, it's like you just switched.
Yeah.
And you just started freaking. You was like, oh, my gosh. You just started, like, crying. Yeah. And then you just started singing along. And I was like, seeing you that happy made me happy. I had a fucking blast. That concert was fire.
I was so happy.
That concert was fire. And then, like, obviously, like, their newer songs that are more mature, they were actually really good.
Yeah, yeah. Because they did play a lot of their new songs, too. And I didn't know those songs, but I was like, okay, I like this. This is really nice.
Yeah.
And then they would go back to their throwbacks, and I was singing at the top of my lungs. I was having such a good time. And there were a lot. Because I thought about that, too. I was like, oh, we're going to go, and there's going to be a lot of little girls there. There weren't. Was all, like, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds.
Yeah. That was actually good. So the funny thing about that is they had so much merch and shit for us to take that, like, they had way more than the people. So, like, I took, like, three bags. Like, I took, like, three tote bags full of goodies. Like, here, check this out. The shit came with like a vinyl, like
a record player.
It came with like pop sockets that had Jonas Brothers on it, like official pop sockets from like the $10, $15 shits. It came with like a whole bunch of special shit. I'm not even gonna like hold y'all. I literally flipped all that shit. I sold all that shit.
Yeah.
Cause I took like three of each, and I'm just mad that I didn't take more. Because I went straight on my phone and I started selling all this shit, and people were buying it.
But that's a good example of like concerts. One of the concerts that I just went to just because, like, not because I bought a ticket per se, or like this was something I planned for months. Like, I can't wait to go to the Jonas Brothers concert next month. I can't fucking wait. It was just something that was sprung onto me like that morning.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I got these free tickets. Do you want to go? And I was like, hey, I mean, it's free. We're not doing anything. Like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
And it turned out to be, like, one of the best concerts I've been to. And the best experience, like.
In terms of, like, the production, that shit was lit.
It was nice. And in the terms of experience, right? Like, being able to go to the lounge and, like, get free drinks and food and all this stuff. And then, you know, doing the whole nostalgia thing and, like, the whole experience altogether was like A1. I was like, damn, for a free concert?
And being treated like your VIP.
Yeah.
Like, they had
treated
us...
treated like fucking kings.
They kept separating us. Like, even when we got there, they were like, nah, you guys go this way. All these people kept looking at us like, we want to go wherever the fuck they're going. Mm-hmm. We was like, nah, guys, we VIP. Like, we had lanyards and shit. Like, it was dope. But besides that, what would you say is, like, one of the best concerts you've been to? Like, without me.
Without you?
Yeah. What's, like, one of the concerts that you would just, like, you just never forget? Like, it's just one of the best experiences. Mm. Is that a loaded question? Do you want me to come back to it?
Yeah, because I remember every concert I've been to.
Which one was your favorite?
And
sometimes you can't pick a favorite. But what's, like, one day right now off the top of your head, you're just like, wow, that was a great concert.
It was a concert that I went to when I was in high school still.
Ooh, so that must have been like...
what? I was in high school. I was 16 or 17. And it was also one of the first concerts that I went to. I mean, I haven't been to many concerts before then by myself, like without my parents.
Yeah.
So this is probably like my second or third concert that I've been to alone, like with just my friends. And it was for All Time Low. But it was like a tour, so it was a lot of other bands. Like We the Kings were there. I think Pierce the Veil was there too. It was just like a really big tour. But they were like the main act, All Time Low. And they were the reason why we bought tickets. And those tickets were bought like... I think the concert was like for late summer, early like September. And we bought those tickets like June, May. Like May, June. We're like, oh, we're going to go to this. And yeah, we ended up going, and it was also one of the first concerts, my first ever rock concert, if that makes sense.
Rock, okay.
It was my first ever rock concert. So I didn't get floor seats, and I was really bummed about it. But after going, I was like, oh, I'm glad I'm not on the fucking floor.
Yeah, because everybody got wet.
Everybody's fucking
moshing.
Moshing and everything like that. And I'm not about that. I mean...
to a certain extent.
To a certain extent. I don't like being pushed around and shit. Like, after a while, I'm like, all right, chill. Like, don't fucking push me. but what I do remember is that we ended up getting tickets for, like, one of the other tiers. It was, like, the floor, and then they had the level right above the floor, like, and then, like, another level.
Okay.
So we were on that other level.
Like a mezzanine.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, it was kind of like shitty seats. But for some weird reason, I don't know how we ended up getting there. We ended up sneaking into one of the side balconies that were like really close to the stage. And there was like three. We're on the second.
Yeah.
The second one. And we ended up sneaking in there and nobody told us shit. And we just ended up staying there.
It'd be like that at concerts sometimes.
We just ended up staying there.
Like, so much is going on that people don't even notice.
Yeah. And there were like two other girls there. One of them claimed to be Miley Cyrus's cousin.
So she was just bragging about it, just telling people.
Yeah, well, she was just like, "Oh, how'd you guys get here or whatever?" And we're just like, "To be honest, like we were sat over there and we just came here." And they're like, "A fucking dope." And I'm like, "What about you guys?" And they're like, "Oh, I'm actually Miley Cyrus's cousin." And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." You know,
this is like gran mierda.
Who gives a fuck? I'm not gonna lie, none of us believed her. We're like, "Uh huh, yeah, sure." Like. Sounds good. But yeah, they were super chill. They were like, yeah, hey, party with us, whatever. And we ended up just being there. We were like really close to the stage. We had the best time ever from up on the balcony while everybody else like moshed and stuff down there. And it was a really good time, to the point that We the Kings, which is another band, they were there. The next morning, they did like a signing at Best Buy in 14th Street. Union Square.
Yeah.
And we went to get our shit signed and they remembered us.
Oh, that's dope.
They remembered us. They were like, you were there last night, right? And I was like, yeah, we were there last night. But they remembered us because we were so close and like screaming from the fucking balcony. So they were like, yeah, we
imagine
remember
they would have been like, you were there last night, right? With you guys were hanging out with Miley's cousin. With Miley's cousin?
Cousin?
Yeah, that's my bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, we were cool. No, yeah. And so I remember that.
That's dope.
Concert, like, the back of my hand. And there's, like...
like memorable. Like you'll remember that till you're old.
Yeah. And the band that we went to go see, All Time Low, they actually recorded that concert as one of their like DVDs, like one of their specials or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was for that tour and that specific concert. Like we remember the fucking cameras.
Yeah, everywhere. That's dope.
So every time I see clips from that DVD or special or whatever, I'm like, damn, I was there. And yeah, it was one of the best nights of my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's one I remember.
But you've been to way more concerts than I have.
Yeah.
For me, I want to say maybe the first concert I've ever been to, because I was never really into concerts. My first concert ever, I went with my cousins and one of my close friends. We went to go to a Kendrick Lamar concert.
I remember this.
And
because it was near where I lived, wasn't it?
No. Oh, that was an underground show. So this was a, I forgot what they called it. It was like a Stadium 51 or Arena 851, some shit like that. I forgot what it's called, Manhattan. But they do a lot of concerts there. This is like right before Kendrick's first album came out. So that's like the week that the song Swimming Pools came out. So the dope thing about this concert is that it was really just like hardcore fans, because there were no hit
singles.
Yeah, there were no hit singles. There were no, I mean, at the end of the show, he did Swimming Pools because it had just came out. And that's like the first song that hit the radio that he's ever really made, because the album was about to come out. Which then later on, we went to go to the album signing also at Best Buy.
Shout out to Best Buy Union Square, man.
Yeah, that Best Buy Union Square.
I've been there like a handful of times.
Legendary. That place is legendary. Artists,
yeah.
So we went to that concert, and it was like a whole bunch of underground artists that we used to love. I used to be really into like underground hip hop. So it was like Apso came out. And like, shout out to my boy Tommy, who was there. I could have sworn there was like a tear coming down his eye, because he was, he might deny it, but he was so into the concert. Like, yo, we were into shit. Like, cause it was underground hip hop, but it was like, it almost felt like a revolution. Like this shit felt like we were all like on some like woke ass, like fight the power type shit. It was one of those type of experiences. Right. But I'm gonna be honest with you. I'll never forget that, because it was my first concert. But I can't even put that in that slot of like the one the best one I've ever been. Because the best concert that I've ever been to, where it's just the experience was just so fucking insane, was Kid Cudi at Summer Stage in Central Park.
Nice.
And that was also because I used to work for the Parks Department. So I got hooked up for free. And I was allowed to take one friend. I took my friend Paz. When I tell you, that was such an amazing experience, because I love Kid Cudi, obviously.
I've realized how many concerts we've been to just like randomly, like free tickets up, or like we got hooked up somehow or whatever. Like,
yeah,
there's been plenty of times where,
yeah, and sometimes, and those be like really good concerts too. Whenever
those be the best ones,
yeah. So, and the crazy thing about this, and one of the reasons why I'm saying it's like I'll never forget, there was a point where like people, it's like they weren't really moshing. It wasn't really a mosh pit, but it was, the people got so riled up, and we were all so tight. I remember there was a girl that was in front of me who was so short, and at one point it looked like she was our height, but she wasn't our height. Her feet were off the ground. But it was like we were so shoulder to shoulder that we were all getting moved around. So it's like if the whole crowd started moving left, you start moving left like you're gonna fall, like you couldn't control it.
And I can't do that shit no more.
I can't do it. I'm too old for that now.
No. But I can't be part of the like floor.
Yo, and this was
seats or whatever. No, unless there's the chairs. Summer,
this summer before I moved here. So it was like what 18th, either summer 18 or summer 17.
2018, I think.
Or 17, one of those two.
Yeah.
So it was before I moved here. So I think it was 17. Mm-hmm. Now, the crazy thing is, there was a moment where somebody just like, right in the middle of the crowd, everybody backed up because somebody just threw up on the ground.
Ew.
And everybody was like, oh, nasty. And everybody backed up. And the person like ran away, who just threw up. And now there was like a spot in the middle, empty, because it had throw up in it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just looked at it. And then the song came on and everybody just said, fuck this shit. And they just still rushed it. People were like, fuck it, we stepping on vomit.
Ugh.
And they ran right to the middle. It was fucking crazy. That shit was fucking crazy. I'll never forget that night. That night was fucking nuts.
It's crazy, like, how crowds get. Because even in that the concert that I was just talking about, like, there was girls, like, I mean, there was crowd surfing going on. There was moshing going on. But, like, there was girls who was, like, climbed on guys' shoulders or whatever to get the attention of the whoever was on stage.
I hate that, by the way.
It's so annoying. But they would get up on there and literally, like, flash in their tits. Like, look at me. Like, everybody looking at them, showing their tits. And, of course, the people on stage are like, yo, everybody shine a light on her over there, showing her tits.
You know what sucks about that? If you're the person behind that person, you can't see shit.
No.
And that's so fucked up.
No.
That's so fucked up.
It was pretty funny.
Yo, you know what's funny? There was, like I told you, I was with my friend, right? Some guy showed up, and I think he knew him, and he was kind of tall. And so he shows up, and he starts kind of like making his way towards the front, right? He says what's up to us. He starts making his way towards the front, but he was on some real tough New York shit, and he was like, yo, I'm coming to the front. Anybody block me, we fucking fighting. Like, he just said it straight up on some, like, I'm just going to challenge everybody because I want my spot at the front. And literally, everybody just fucking backed up and let him go to the front. He was like, yo, I'm
going to rock anybody's shit right now.
Whoever don't let me come up to the front, I'm rocking your shit because I'm watching Kid Cudi. And everybody, people were just like, I bet you got it. You got it.
You got it, dude. Yeah.
You got it. Go for it.
Damn.
That shit had me. I was like, that was so New York the way he said that shit.
I can't do it anymore. I can't be on the floor seats getting shoved and stuff like that. And also, like, I'm low-key kind of claustrophobic. So, like, I will legit have a panic attack. Like, everybody needs to back the fuck off and let me breathe. Like, I can't do it anymore. I'd rather be in the mezzanine or whatever.
Yo, okay, you see what you just said about how, like, we always get lucky with concerts?
Yeah.
With, like, the tickets and shit? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the same shit that happened to me the time I went to see Kanye West for the St. Pablo tour.
Yeah.
In Madison Square Garden. Yeah. Because you got, tickets were selling out like crazy. Mm-hmm. But then what happened was the day of, I was at work with my friend Paz. And
somebody backed out, right? Like
no, it was just like we went online and we saw that people were like, you know how the day of tickets get really cheap because people are trying to offload them? Mm-hmm. Because they can't make the concert, so they start selling them.
Yeah.
We saw that they had tickets for like $60. And these tickets were going for like hundreds of dollars. And we was like, oh, fuck it. Let's just do it. We'll go right after work. We'll go just like this in our work clothes. Mm-hmm. And we did it. And
I remember you texting me about it. And I was just like, I'm kind of upset that you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Because Jose was just like, yeah, babe, I'm going to the concert after work. I'm like, how? And you were like, we got the tickets. I was like, well, that's kind of fucked up that you didn't say anything or didn't bother.
You know what it was? So this is funny. Paz, my friend Paz, that I just mentioned, he's the reason why I was able to go. Because he was like, yo, like, I guess the girl he was dating at the time, she found the tickets for cheap. He was like, yo, this is happening. Do you want to go with me? Like, I'll make it happen. Like, you come with me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes. So he was like, just give me like $60 or whatever. So he could put it towards the ticket. He hooked me up. So when I got the tickets like a year later to the Kid Cudi show, I told him because I only had one.
Yeah, yeah.
And so pretty much instead of telling everybody, like, yo, I got tickets, I was like...
You only told him, yeah.
I only told him because I was like, damn, he looked out for me one time, so I have to look out for him, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's funny how that happened. But remember the time... I feel like people are going to be like, what the fuck are y'all listening to? But remember the time we went to see Charlie Puth?
Charlie Puth! You want to know something?
It's funny because people were like, who the fuck is Charlie Puth? Like, the people that we hang out in New York, we hang out with, they'd be like, who the fuck is Charlie Puth?
The fucking, we don't talk anymore.
We don't talk anymore.
And it's been a long day
without you, my friend.
Charlie Puth, come on.
Yo.
Anyways, that was also random as fuck.
That was mad random. We paid like $20 for
literally that day, we were out hanging with Gringo Marlene. We were just like, going to breweries and shit. We were just drinking, chilling. And I think it was Gringo, right? Gringo saw that there was like a $20 tickets to his concert that night. And he was just like, damn, we're not doing anything. We chilling. Like,
let's just go.
It's $20.
I didn't want to go. I was like, yo, I don't know none of his songs. And Gringo was like, yo.
It's $20.
It was $20. And I bet you there'll be at least five songs you know. And yeah. I was like, right, whatever. I don't care about it because it's not my genre.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to hold y'all. And our seats weren't all that.
No, no, no.
But we were able to sneak to the front and, like, get better seats. Mm-hmm. I ain't even going to hold y'all. That motherfucker put on a performance.
What? And then after that concert, me and you ended up listening to a lot more of his songs.
Yeah, like, now when Charlie Puth comes on, I'm like... Yo, yo, keep that on. Keep that on. Yeah. I fuck with him
he
now.
He fire.
I fuck with him
you
now.
You just want attention. You don't want my love.
Yo,
he fire.
Yo, not only can he sing, but like this motherfucker is talented, dude.
He's really talented.
He was on stage literally like on the piano and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like this dude is talented.
This man played guitar. He played piano. He was the fucking the machine that you just step on with your foot and like repeats your damn whatever the fuck your
whatever
beats or whatever. I don't know, but like he was just like, damn, he don't even need a band. Like he can just get up on there.
Even
my
ass, and I'm here on some shit. Like, nah, I'm only gonna go if it's hip hop or whatever, because that's what I was into, right? And I know friends, like I know my friends from back home who would only go to a concert if it's hip hop or like Spanish music, like reggaeton or some shit like that. But I know for a fact that if they were there, they would have been like, yo, this is fire. Like, this dude put on a show.
You have a good time. I'm the kind of person that I have a good time anywhere I go. Fuck, you take me to a country country music concert, I'm going to have a good fucking time. You take me to a goddamn hip-hop concert, and even me, who I'm not even that.
Yeah, Desi don't even like hip-hop, like, concerts like that.
It's not that I don't like hip-hop. It's just, but like...
You just don't care for the concerts.
You know, like whatever. That. Like, I'm not going to pay for it, whatever. But if I'm getting dragged along, or if it's a free ticket or whatever, and they're like, hey, you want to go? Any concert, period, I'm going to have a good time wherever the fuck I'm at. So, shit, let me get my drinks, a little bit of Bud.
I once dragged Desi to a real low-budget, like, real, like, shitty
underground,
ass,
like, hip-hop, like, festival
like, shitty
thing.
Concert thing. And... It turned out to be kind of fun. Like
it was fun.
In its own weird way.
I was the person, like, it wasn't that big of a crowd, but to, like, let Jose enjoy the concert, I was like, you want something to drink? Like, I'll go and wait in line or whatever.
Yeah, Desi was, like, getting drinks. There was a whole bunch of food trucks and shit, because it was outside.
I was getting us food and stuff, and I'd come back and hand you your hot dog or whatever, and, like, yeah, here. Like, I was the one making runs, because I'm not going to let you do it if you're the one who's enjoying the concert.
I feel like if it's, like... And it's not just hip hop, because if it's like an artist that you know, like I feel like if you went to the Kanye concert, you would know the songs.
Yeah, yeah.
You would enjoy it. But this was like so underground.
I didn't know anybody.
You didn't know a single song.
No.
And like it was like Pro Rera, Joey Badass, like fucking Action Bronson, Pusha T. Like these are the people that were there. You didn't give a fuck about any of this shit. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing about that is like Action Bronson, and if y'all don't know who he is, like he was really like a fat Albanian rapper. From
now he's fit. He's been
now he's
out
like losing weight. He's from Queens. He's fucking hilarious. He's had shows on Vice. Fuck that's delicious. Like he's a fucking icon. Like
he's
the
hilarious.
Fucking man.
I love him a lot.
That dude he himself is a culture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the motherfucker used to be a chef, became a rapper. He's into the arts. He's into all the shit.
He's into everything too. Like he's the kind of guy that will randomly start singing the. Un bachata.
Yeah. Like you
because
look at
he
him,
knows the song.
You think he's just like a white guy, but he grew up in the hood. In like East New York he grew up. And he actually at one point, when he was born, he actually lived in Brownsville. Like some real hood ass parts of like Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is that he has like mad love for Dominicans. So like he listens to fucking merengue and bachata and shit. And he knows the words.
Yeah.
To these songs. But he, you know, being like a fat motherfucker, like there was a point where everybody was just like, action, action. Like they wanted him to come out. It wasn't his turn to come out yet.
Yeah.
So when he came out, he had a plate of food. And he was like, and then he grabbed the mic and he was like, yo, y'all don't let me eat.
Like, he just started freestyling while eating his food.
Yeah. So he's like eating a salad or some shit.
No, he had like a cup of fruit. Like he had pineapple and all that shit. Like he had a cup.
So he just goes like, yo, y'all don't let me eat. And then he starts freestyling off the top of the dome.
Yeah.
And he's nice.
Yeah.
And as he's freestyling, he's still eating. Mm-hmm. So out of nowhere, he just starts choking, but like a little choke, and then he coughs.
He was like, da 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 da. And we were like,
oh
shit. Oh
shit. Everybody in the crowd was like, oh shit. And then he got quiet for a second. He was like, while rhyming, he said, I just choked on a grape. Everybody was like, oh shit.
He said something. I'm about to go ape. I just choked on a grape. I was like, what the fuck?
He fucking killed it. The whole time, Desi was just dying of laughter. Like, yo, he really out here choked. Like, he just choked and he kept rapping.
He, like, hopped off the stage and he was, like, rapping with, like, he was freestyling but going around the crowd. Everybody's handing him drinks
and joints, blunts
and shit. And he's just like, yeah, thank you.
And he's rapping about the people he's passing in the crowd. Yeah. So he's like, this motherfucker got on a green jacket.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, he just passed me a blunt. That shit is whack. Whatever. I love it. Like, he's just, he was rhyming about it. I was on some shit where I was trying to get closer to him. Because I wanted him to just, like, yo, rhyme about me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get in my face. Because he was hugging everybody and just rhyming about everybody. Like, Action Bronson is a good, he's a performer. Like, he's just a fat fuck that will go down to the trenches and
meanwhile,
just
meanwhile, I'm here holding all of Jose's stuff because Jose's like, I'm going to try to get closer. I have his jacket. I have his drink, your hot dog, everything. Like
that shit was so funny.
And I'm just like, go. I'm holding everything. You go ahead.
That shit was hilarious. And that was something that I got you dragged. I dragged you into it. You
dragged me
into didn't it. Know a single song, but you were still like, oh, this shit was kind of fire. Like, it was kind of fire.
And you were afterwards, you're like, I'm sorry that I dragged you to something that you don't really give a shit about. I'm like, I had a good time.
Yeah, that shit, I'll never forget that. That shit was kind of funny. Like, the venue was trash. Like, that shit was so trash. Like, nobody there was famous.
No.
Like, the most famous.
This was before.
Yeah, the most famous person there was Pusha T, but people didn't know him like that. Like, people knew, like, the clips. They didn't really know Pusha T like that. Like, this was a while ago.
Yeah.
So, that shit was fire.
And that was also something that, like, we didn't pay.
We didn't pay for that.
For entry. The reason why you dragged me along and the reason why I did it was because it was free for the students at my college.
Yeah.
Because it was a festival for my college was throwing for something.
And somebody from Pro Rera from the
was an alumni.
Well, yeah, he was in your school. He was actually in your grade and everything.
Yeah. So
they were like doing it like I was.
It was like for charity or something. I forget what it was. But like. It was only free for the people who went to that college, so
me dragging you was really you dragging me.
Right. It was me doing a favor for you because you're like, I really want to see them, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, all right, let's go. And I had to show my ID, and of course, I was allowed to bring somebody. So I was like, he's with me. And that was it, yeah.
That's funny.
And they had, like, other booths and things like that. So, like, while Jose was, like, doing whatever.
I remember a whole bunch of food trucks there.
Yeah, there was like food trucks and booths and like people selling stuff. It was nice.
Yeah, that was cool.
But that was the whole reason why I was dragged into it. But like, I forget what it was. There was another time where I got not even dragged, but it was back when Good Morning America was doing. No. This was for. Oh my gosh, they do it every year. Dang, what's it called? They do it every year. It's like a big, big music festival that they do every year for charities. For like, it's called Earth Something. Fuck, I'm gonna remember after we get off the podcast. But it's like a huge music festival that they do every summer, and one year, and it's free. It's like you wait in line for however long, and if you get in, you get in. If you don't, you don't. And I remember one year it was the Black Eyed Peas who was headlining, and my uncle Nectar was like, let's go. So this is funny because the first time that we attempted to go, it rained. So it canceled. We were online for like hours. And by the time we got up to like go in, they canceled the whole shit. They're like, oh, we're going to redo it. Reschedule it for like next month or whatever when it's not raining.
So we ended up
after we waited. Or I think it was like the following week or some bullshit or 2 weeks from then.
Yeah.
So we waited in line again for hours, and we finally made it in. And I'm not gonna lie, me and my sister were there, like with my uncle and his friend, and we were like, oh yeah, Black Eyed Peas, like we know who the Black Eyed Peas are, but we were like, whatever. But once they started performing, I'm not gonna lie, the Black Eyed Peas, if you've never seen them in concert, you definitely should. By far, like, production wise and experience wise hands down, one of the best concerts I've been to.
And you know,
it was crazy.
They got hits for days.
Hits for days. Like, literally, you think, like, you walk into it and you're like, I don't really know, like, fucking I Got a Feeling or whatever, like some bullshit. Boom, boom, boom.
Yo, you sold 2,000 and late.
You sold 3,000 and eight, whatever. But every fucking song that they was playing, I was like, damn, they threw it back or whatever. Like, You'd be surprised how many songs you actually know.
Yeah, but that's the same thing like we said about Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
Yo, I did not know that motherfucker sang all those songs that I was like, that's a good song. That's a good song.
Yeah.
That's a good song. 8 songs in, and I was like, this is more?
Well, he's also a ghostwriter.
He's also a ghostwriter.
So he writes for a lot of like artists that, songs that you enjoy, he wrote them.
Yeah. That was good. That's some good shit.
Talented motherfucker. Black Eyed Peas, talented as fuck. And this was back when Fergie was still on.
Yeah.
So like, you know, she even played a lot of her solo songs. Like, she bitch played my humps. Okay. She played G-L-A-M. You don't know that song?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Fucking Big Girls Don't Cry.
Big Girls Don't Cry. Only Skinny Girls Cry. Yo, the funny thing is that, like, one of the reasons that we were even on this conversation, and I want to just touch on it, is, like, talking about concerts, but, like, obviously the Super Bowl, there's always a show at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, halftime.
So halftime. And this year they had, like, a hip-hop. It was mostly hip-hop. Well, it was all hip-hop.
All hip-hop, yeah.
And it was, in a way, it was kind of legendary because it was like...
It was nothing but legends on the stage.
Nothing but legends on the stage. But I felt like it was so short. But it was nice that they got a chance to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And for it to be like a Dr. Dre thing where it was like all his artists or like...
That he brought on.
Yeah, like people that he had big impacts on their lives. Like he made almost all their careers. So that was really dope that they did that. So I got to give it, I'll give it props. I don't think it was the best halftime show I've ever seen. But I give it props for it being the...
In the sense of production, right? Because, I mean, compared to like a couple years ago, fucking Beyonce or J-Lo or whatever, like production's on the next level, right? You got dancers and fucking all these extra effects.
Yeah.
This was more chill.
Like it didn't, I don't
this
think...
This was more chill, but obviously they're chill. Old.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody there was a little older.
Everybody except for Kendrick. Except for Kendrick, everybody there is past their 50s.
It's one of those things where like we have to give it props for what it is.
It was legendary. It was iconic. Legendary. Like nothing but respect for everyone who's on that stage.
Am I going to say that it was more enjoyable than like maybe the Weeknd one or some shit like that? Maybe not. But it was great. Now, with that being said, I don't want to go into a whole thing and bring up every artist that we love. But if you had to be in charge of setting up a halftime show and you could put maybe one or two acts on stage or like a collaborative thing, who would you put? Because I already know who I would pick. And it's not even my favorite artist at all.
Yeah.
But it's like who you think
would do like a great show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have...
One of them that immediately comes to mind, and I don't know if he's done it yet, but if he hasn't, he should. I think it's Chris Brown. Chris Brown should do one.
I agree with you because Chris Brown puts on a hell of a show. Somebody told me that Bruno Mars did one. I don't remember that. But I feel like, because that sounds amazing.
He should do it again.
But I feel like that would be even, Chris Brown, that works with that too.
I feel like them two together would even be that nice. Could work. Bruno Mars and Chris Brown?
I feel like
that'd be a great halftime show.
If Chris Brown opened for him.
NFL, call me.
Yeah. Even though Chris Brown, he can do a whole show himself.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you do it in a way where it's presented, where it's like it starts with Chris Brown and then Bruno Mars takes over, it's more universally, it'll work better. Yeah. So it'll not just one crowd. It'll please more people. What I think would be a great show is the way they did this with Dr. Dre, if they did one with Timbaland.
Ooh.
And if
that
they do,
would be fire.
And if with Timbaland, he brings out Justin Timberlake to perform his top hits, at least two of them, at least, and Missy Elliott.
Oof.
Right?
That'd be a great fucking show.
And they can do it in a way where they might end it out on like an Aaliyah song.
Aaliyah tribute.
Like something like that.
Yeah.
That right there for a fact hits all generations and will make a lot of people happy. I think that would be an amazing show. I would videotape.
I think that would be super fire. And I think you stole that idea from me.
No, I think that was my idea first.
No. We had this conversation and I did mention it. I was like,
yeah.
They should do the same thing with other producers like Timbaland and whatever. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, but remember when we were joking around like that, I mentioned I was joking around. I was like, what if a bird comes down? Right? And it's like, I'm like a bird. And it's like
Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado Nelly pops Furtado. Out.
If it's a Timbaland tribute yeah. like this, like she pops Nelly out. Furtado needs to show up.
She pops out and she does Promiscuous Girl, which is like an amazing song.
Promiscuous Girl.
Like, who didn't like that song? Come
on. Everybody in that stadium will be shaking.
Yeah. Like, even if you're a thug, you like that song.
Even the thuggiest of thugs.
Still like that song. Because that song, the beat is fire.
Promiscuous Girl. Easy me.
I'm on a hunt and I got what you need. And then she gets back on the fake bird and flies away.
She's a man eater. Come on.
But just the fact that you have Missy Elliott. Remember a few years ago, Missy Elliott. She showed up.
I think Beyonce brought her out for like a
Yeah,
a
it song. Was like for 2 seconds. She did like Get Your Freak On and some other shit. That shit got people riled up.
She did Work It, I think.
If Timbaland brings her out, does a lot of early shit, and Justin Timberlake, who's also done the Super Bowl. Yeah. I think that show alone.
I think he won't do the Super Bowl anymore, though, because he's, like, traumatized.
Ain't nobody's going to have the titty, though, so it's going to be okay. Because remember, Janet Jackson's titties came out.
What if
out.
He's banned? Like,
I think that, I still think that that was planned. Because he said, I'm going to have you naked by the end of the song, and then just ripped the titty thing
I don't
off.
Think the whole titty was supposed to come out, but I think he was supposed to rip something off, and it was supposed to show, like, lingerie or something, you know, like.
Yeah.
I just don't think it was supposed to be the whole tit.
I think the titty was supposed to come out, but I think there was supposed to be pasties, and the pasties fell off.
It was her nipple? I thought it was pasties.
I feel like the whole teta was out. I feel like it was areolas.
Like, do our history.
We might have to look up this video.
I'm a heavy naked by the end of this song.
Rip, right there. Boom, 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 boom. Hey.
Or they should do a Pharrell.
Don't get me started, because Pharrell is up there for me.
A Pharrell tribute?
Dude, they'll never do this. But if Kanye does a tribute, I'll lose my fucking mind.
They won't do it, because it's controversial, whatever.
Yeah, but I'll lose my fucking... I'll fucking wet my pants. I'm squirting for Kanye West. I'll fucking squirt on my ass. Like, nah, yo, but...
Timbaland would be a good one.
Timbaland is overall... That's a great fucking show right there.
Yeah.
That's a great show.
They should. A DJ Khaled fucking... A DJ Khaled fucking...
DJ Khaled... That's a tricky one, because it would just be
DJ... It would just be a bunch of other artists.
It's just DJ Khaled and friends, because he doesn't...
Obviously.
All he really does is, like, curate music.
Has Justin Bieber done a Super Bowl yet?
I don't know, but
I
Justin...
feel like he's going to earn one in a couple years, I'm not going to lie.
But Justin Bieber, he's got the fucking talent.
He could do it.
He's got hits, like a motherfucker.
You kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Fucking
that boy good.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You know what? It sucks, because there are people out there who like would put on a great show, but because everybody doesn't like know them like that. Like, for example, like Charlie Puth would put on a great show.
Yeah.
But the masses don't really know him. And even though they know his songs, they don't know that he's the one
behind those songs.
Behind the songs.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, for example, you know how many people didn't even realize that, like, Anderson .Paak was in the Super Bowl?
Like, yeah, he was playing the drums.
He was playing the drums for the whole set.
Yeah.
Which, that was dope that they included him.
He was hype as fuck.
Like, yeah, he was going in. Like,
he was super happy.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. Imagine, like, your career's taking off in the last couple
years.
You
know who would do a good Super Bowl? And if people, another one that's just kind of like, people are going to be like, oh my God, I do not give this woman more television time. Fucking Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see her in the future. Maybe not by herself. I think like her and like somebody else.
You know why I agree with you?
Because she would probably end up being in the Super Bowl one of these years.
Because I remember when Katy Perry did it. And I remember watching that shit. And it was all right.
Yeah.
And I feel like if Katy Perry can do it, Ariana Grande can do it. Definitely do that shit.
For sure. I think she's going to earn herself a Super Bowl performance in the next couple years.
I feel like people will sleep on... Like people... There are people who know she's talented, but also it's one of those things where people look at her like, oh, it's Ariana Grande, whatever, whatever. Nah, yeah, I got to give her flowers. She's actually really fucking talented.
She's really fucking good.
Like, even if you want to hate on her.
And you want to know something crazy? And Jose can attest to this. Like, I don't even like her like that. I mean, I don't know her. You know, I'm sure she's a very lovely person. But like,
yeah, but you be hanging on her ponytails and shit.
I'm sick of the ponytail. But what I do always give her always, and I've never cut her short on that. The girl can fucking sing. She could sing her little ass off. And that, like, I always give her flowers. Like, that bitch is talented. And she can write hits. Like, every song that she's come out with that's on the radio, that should be stuck in my head for months.
Yeah.
She's fucking talented. She's going to earn herself a fucking a Super Bowl performance. Yeah. She will.
And you know what? Before we go, I just want to say congratulations to Rihanna. You are about to have a New York baby.
That's right.
And listen,
congratulations.
Congratulations, Rihanna.
In all aspects. Congratulations on having a baby. But congratulations that it's going to be a New York baby.
A fly jiggy ass baby. That's a jiggy fucking Harlem baby right there. And I just love the fact that when you look at our queens, like Rihanna and Beyonce, shit. If y'all want to keep it a buck and even mention somebody who's already successful, just like those two women are. Mm-hmm. Yo, we want to keep it a buck. Kim Kardashian, she's fucking with Pete Davidson, New Yorker.
Yeah. I mean, only the realest out here.
That's all I'm saying, bro. New York. All right? New York.
Honestly, Rihanna's also one of the people that, she's one of those celebrities that pregnant, she's still gorgeous as fuck. Like, she's one of the prettiest pregnant women I've seen.
Yeah, it's like you still want to smash as a
she's being pregnant. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's just crazy that, like,
it's not fair.
She hasn't released music since, like, what, 2016 or 15 or whatever the fuck it was.
And we still waiting on that.
And she's never going to do it.
She's never going to do it, no.
She's already, like,
she's a whole mogul. Like, she's not going
to. She's a mogul now. Like, you know, the company's worth, you know, it's, I think, into the billions now. So, with Fenty, everything.
Fucking lingerie. Savage Fenty and Fenty Beauty, Fenty Skin, all of that shit.
Yeah, all that shit. So, that's it. She's not going to make music anymore. But her last album, Anti, by far one of the best projects you can listen to. Man, female, dog, they, whatever the fuck you are. You can find
Rihanna,
a song on
I
that
think
shit.
Also has think. Earned a Super Bowl performance.
Rihanna can hold down the Super Bowl by herself.
Yeah, she could.
By her fucking self. She's a beast.
She can do a whole Super Bowl performance.
So,
if she really wanted to.
So congratulations. You're going to have a fly-ass, jiggy-ass baby. Shout out to ASAP. You know you're my fucking guy. We had to, you know.
Throw that in there.
Put that in there. Damn,
all right, guys.
We talked mostly music this week.
And I'm always down for that.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the podcasts where you'll get a taste of everything because, I mean, Jose is the expert when it comes to, like, I don't want to say
that. I'm not expert, but like, I'm mostly only
your niche is, like, hip-hop, R&B, like, that kind of genre. But, like, I can also put my input on that. But, like, we both listen to pop. I've been into rock, Latin music.
Yeah.
Fucking country. I can go on.
Like, yeah, like, that's. Not forget that we're both Spanish. Like, let's not act like we both never been to a Bad Bunny concert.
Hey.
And at the same time, been to like a
Aventura
concert or a fucking like I've been to fucking I've seen a Chaval. Like I've seen bachateros. Like
word. I've seen Zacarías. I've seen Louis Vargas.
Yo, I'll take it back. I've even seen people that people don't even want to see. I'll go watch El Jeffrey.
You stupid.
Mi tierra. Nah, but
I think I've seen Mark Anthony at one point.
Yeah, man. Like I'll give props where props are due. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, yeah. I'm all about that.
And talking about giving props, we want to give props to y'all for being the best.
You guys are the best. If you've been here with us since episode one, and you're here up until now, you the fucking best. You the fucking best.
Yo, we love y'all even when y'all got makeup on.
That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take it wrong.
That's when y'all the fucking prettiest, y'all. Dead ass.
We love you, 3008. And if you want to show us any support, make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell their moms. No, to tell a friend to tell their moms. We fucked that up today. It's okay. It's okay.
It's a week off, you know?
Yeah, we took a week off, so we're rusty.
To listen to our podcast, we're available on all streaming platforms, and we drop an episode every Wednesday.
Hey,
I promise.
Yeah, we except for last Wednesday.
Except for last Wednesday, we'll scratch that one off. And if you have some extra monies, and you want to show us some extra, extra love, shout outs to
deadassmarket.com.
Whippa! we have, of course, we've mentioned it before, but Deadass Market has like turned a new leaf, a new chapter. All of our products are in-house now, and we have direct control of the way you experience our products. So if you haven't bought something with us and you've bought something with us before and you enjoyed it, it's going to be 10 times better. So yeah, get something nice, yo.
Yeah, get yourself.
We got something cute. Deadbolt beanies out right now.
Yeah, we got some Deadbolt beanies out right now. We don't have many left.
We don't have many left.
Every product comes with a goodie.
Freebies.
Yeah, and maybe by next week, I think there should be another product coming up.
Yeah, follow. Well, in the description, all of our Instagram handles are down below, but make sure to follow. Not just our personal Instagram accounts, Mad Late Podcast. So make sure to follow Deadass Market as well. We'll be announcing some really fun stuff soon too. New shit. New shit about to drop. Just FYI. Y'all the first to know. Shh.
Y'all are the first to know. We tell y'all everything first. Like real talk. Not even like my pops knows about this. Like he gives a fuck. But yeah. Jose, what is that ass? I don't understand.
¿Qué es eso?
I don't know what that means. Yo no me pongo esa gorra. And we're going to close out this podcast. I'm still going to light another round of hookah.
Hey.
Because we fucking chilling. We love y'all. You're the best.
Have a great fucking week.
Yo, have a good fucking week, yo.
And just so you know, whenever you have a bad week, there's always tomorrow.
Wow, that was cute. Whenever you're having a bad week, just go back and listen to one of the old episodes.
I do that shit all the time.
Yeah. Go listen to the Halloween episode. That shit was fire.
Yeah, it was fire. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Peace.
We love you. Happy Wednesday.